Chapter 1. The Leadership Ambition Gap. What would you do if you weren't afraid? My grandmother, Rosalind Einhorn, was born exactly 52 years before I was, on August 28, 1917. Like many poor Jewish families in the boroughs of New York City, hers lived in a small, crowded apartment close to their relatives. Her parents, aunts, and uncles addressed her male cousins by their given names, but she and her sister were referred to only as girly. During the Depression, my grandmother was pulled out of Morris High School to help support the household by sewing fabric flowers onto undergarments that her mother could resell for a tiny profit. No one in the community would have considered taking a boy out of school. A boy's education was the family's hope to move up the financial and social ladder. Education for girls, however, was less important both financially, since they were unlikely to contribute to the family's income, and culturally, since boys were expected to study the Torah while girls were expected to run a proper home. Luckily for my grandmother, a local teacher insisted that her parents put her back into school. She went on not only to finish high school, but to graduate from UC Berkeley. After college, Girly worked selling pocketbooks and accessories at David's Fifth Avenue,